97.7 WTGV. It's another edition of Out to Lunch. And joining us on the program today is McKenna Brown and Alicia Rinke with the Sandusky Farmers Market. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us. And I was really excited to see that you guys were going to come on and talk, because I remember many years ago, there used to be a farmers market in front of the courthouse.
Yes.
Now, is this the first time the market has been like brought back since then?
Yes, or? This is it. We're bringing it back.
Very exciting. What made now the time to do that?
We had talked several times about how much we love Sandusky and living in a small town, but sometimes there's a lack of things to do on your Saturdays, and we both have little kids, so, you know, something that was family-friendly, gets us outside, those kinds of things, and we were like, well, shoot, we should just do a farmer's market, and we were really glad. I mean, you know, it just took one of us to push the other one, and did you do this today? Did you do this today? And within about 6 to 8 weeks' time, we've got it ready to go.
Wow, that quick, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes. So you kind of answered this question already, but what inspired you guys to do this? You mentioned that you have kids. Was that a big factor?
Yeah. You know, Saturday mornings, what is there to do where we're not driving to another community? Let's bring something here to our community, boost our economy, and have something local that you can walk around. It's at the Diamond Trail, so you can walk around the Diamond Trail, get some exercise, get a coffee, and let your kids run, and you can shop. And it's right, the first one's right before Mother's Day, so you can pick up a gift for your mom.
Perfect. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I know it's coming up. The grand opening is this Saturday, the 8th, right?
Correct.
And it's at Diamond Trail. Now, what time does this get underway?
8 a.m.
Oh, we were wrong. 9th. May 9th.
May 9th.
May 9th.
8 a.m. is when it starts,
yes,
right?
Yes, 8 till noon at the Diamond Trail. And every vendor's just going to have a spot walking down the Diamond Trail. So everybody can just walk, peruse. It will only take about a quarter of the trail, so we won't be in the way of any joggers, mm-hmm, runners, anybody that likes to get their morning exercise there.
That's perfect, because I think they're doing the grand opening of the Door Field, the softball season too, so there will be lots of people out
there.
Yeah,
perfect. What's going on?
We have a ton of vendors. We're at 22 now.
Yeah, 22. Oh, wow, vendors. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yes, so we've got everything from fresh cut flour, sourdough bread, cinnamon rolls. McDonald's is coming with coffee and some of their new refreshers, so that's exciting. What else did we have? We've got rugs and
popcorn, rugs, stained glass.
There's, if you're looking for it, you'll be able to find it at the farmer's market.
Now, are there like produce vendors who will come too with local farm grown produce?
Yes.
And
yep. I'm not sure that at the very beginning, the first couple, I mean, it is Michigan. We got our first sunshine like yesterday.
Right.
So,
right.
So I think that'll definitely be in a couple markets to come, but I do believe there will be some select vegetables at this one. But once you hit, you know, June, July, and August, we'll definitely see a lot of veggies.
So that brings me to my next question. How do vendors get involved? What's like the process for someone who wants to sell at the market?
You can get an application on our Facebook page, Sandusky Farmers Market. And then it's $10 a booth for six weeks, or the six that we're doing. And you just fill out the application, and
we had asked that everybody have everything turned in by last Friday, but mm-hmm, we're seeing that some people didn't know we existed, so we're kind of giving everybody, we're hoping end of business today, we'll have everybody locked in for the whole summer, but being we're on the air, we'll extend that to tomorrow at end of business, just in case somebody heard us.
I was going to say, some people might hear it.
And and we just wanted to kind of have everything set to roll so we can be as organized as possible.
Absolutely.
So yeah, end of business tomorrow, get a hold of, feel free to call. I am the Farm Bureau agent here in town, so call the office if you needed something right away. Message our Facebook page. We're both pretty easy to get a hold of, so we can get everybody who wants to join to be a part of it.
Something I wanted to ask you about, beyond just shopping, you guys have like live music. It's kind of like a community gathering.
Yeah, there's a gentleman who is coming to play. I think it's D's Keys is how he goes. Yes, he is going to be having his music. He's coming and donating it, actually.
Oh, cool. So he's like an acoustic musician.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Now, will that be something that I guess I forgot to ask you, how often is this happening? Is this every week?
It's the second Saturday of the month, with the exception of June and August.
I think just June. June is the only. Yep, June. It's the first Saturday of every month, with the exception of June, because we are going to do the 6th, which is the first Saturday. Mackenzie is doing their 5K on the 13th.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's kind of a lot going on at one time that day.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Now, will there be music every Saturday you're doing it then?
As of right now, we've only gotten one donation of music. So if anybody out there is, you know, feels like they want to come donate a couple hours and sing, we would love that for them. If not, it might just be me and my husband's Milwaukee speaker for a little bit. So hopefully everybody likes Morgan Wallen.
Now, what's the plan if there's bad weather? Is there a backup plan for that? Or
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Yep. Love Everybody it. That has tents, if people don't have tents, they're more than welcome to use the pavilion if they don't have a tent. But we, a lot of our vendors, it sounds like, bring tent. But yes, it is going to be a rain or shine event.
So shoppers, just bring an umbrella.
Yes.
If it is in the forecast. What are your guys' goals for this, for like the future of the farmers market? Obviously, you want to keep it going each year and kind of see it grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, we're just so happy with what we've got right now, like 22 vendors. Our goal was 10. We had said every farmer's market, if we could have 10 vendors at, that would be,
we would be happy
with that. But just to really see it happen year after year, find some other people that would like to be involved would be awesome, that want to help us, you know, put it on. It's been a fairly hands-on process to get it started, but now it seems like everything's kind of fallen into place. But just growth and really retention year after year is what we're after. We'd love to see it be an annual, you know, event every summer.
It's 22 vendors. That's a lot for a farmer's market.
We were out measuring spots today, and we're like, holy Toledo, we're almost to the hummingbird gardens and everything.
So remind our listeners where people can find updates and learn more about it.
Our Facebook page, Sandusky Farmers Market, is where we'll be posting. Like I said, there's the application there, and then updates, the music,
just any kind of communication we need to get messages to any of our vendors. If there's any move, gosh forbid, you know, move a venue or anything, hey, we're gonna put some people in the pavilion. Usually that's kind of where we're, this week we're just kind of trying to keep everybody updated, and hey, it's this week, don't forget it's this weekend, and come grab a basket, bring, buy your mom a bunch of stuff so she can be celebrated on Sunday too.
Great. Well, McKenna Brown, Alicia Renke with the Sandusky Farmers Market. Reminder, it's happening this Saturday, May 9th from 8 a.m. to noon.
Diamond Trail.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your time. Yes, really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks.